welcome to Anything and Everything. My name is DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips, and we are here on our final show of the semester.
Sadly.
We are excited to be with you today. So why don't you enjoy this Dolly Parton intro music that we have for you every morning, and we'll be back soon.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And where down we go, go. So we're down.
And we are back. It is 9:06. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Anything and Everything. And DJ Rizzle King, this is our final show. We are happy to be here right now.
We are thrilled. It's sad.
It's bittersweet, I'd say.
It's bittersweet, especially considering I think we've had to miss 3 or 4 shows.
I know, it's been unfortunate because of the poor exam schedule that we've had.
Poor exam schedule, the fact that our show is on a Thursday, mm-hmm. so we missed for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
We'll miss next week for exams.
And then it's done. The semester's over.
And then we'll both be gone by the following Thursday. However, at a time to be determined, we will be returning next semester.
That is true.
And you can catch all of the Anything and Everything.
Perhaps, but almost certainly not at this time.
Almost guaranteed, no.
I think because, you know, the schedules and such. And also, I think I have class next semester at this time.
I also have class at this time next semester. However, when we know, dear listeners, you will know.
You will
check
know.
Check us out on Facebook.
Yes.
Anything and Everything, WMFO. Mm-hmm. It is not the most active. We are working on it.
Yeah. I'd say it's less active than last year, but only because we're workshopping some ideas. You know,
workshopping some ideas.
I don't know if you were listening to the show last week. We've got all the writers working on our Facebook.
16 of them.
Oh. They work so hard. We pay them so little. It helps the show.
What do we pay them in?
Oh, I don't know. High fives, presumably.
Crisp high fives.
Thomas, some of my high fives have not even been crisp.
For context, mm-hmm. I've known Sam for 8 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wow,
this show has just been for years in the making. It's our destiny.
Absolutely,
it's our fate.
Everybody who we tell that we have a show, they're like, of mm-hmm. course you have a show.
Yeah.
Anyway. Every year, for about 4 or 5 years on Sam's birthday, mm-hmm. I have given him a crisp high five.
Yes, it is all I desire for my birthday.
I have pledged to get him something for his 21st birthday.
Okay. I'll get you something for your 21st birthday.
It's gonna be a soggy high five.
It's gonna be a droopy high five. I'm just gonna lay it out there, and you're gonna have to find it. I'm not even gonna put it where you're just gonna have to find it out there, and it's just gonna be fingers, all fingers.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's gonna be your 21st birthday present.
I don't like that at all.
That's okay. Now we're gonna get another song going on. Here we have "Thunder" by Imagine Dragons.
With the quick fuse, I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder.
Classes while I was scheming for the masses. Who do you think you are? Dreaming about being a big star. They say you're basic, they say you're easy. You're always riding in the backseat. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the nosebleeds.
And now we'll just listen to Imagine Dragons. Thanks for them for those thunder noises on our radio show. In case you weren't happy with the sunny weather today, this is Rockabye.
Nights by the water, she's gone astray, so far away from her father's daughter. She just wants her life for a baby, all on her own. No one will come, she's got to save him.
Daily struggle.
She tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love, nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up there.
Him, you're
obstacle come, you well prepare. And no, mama, you never said tear, cause you have said things year after year. And you give the youth love beyond compare. You find the school fee and the bus fare. Marin, the pops disappear. In a wrong bar, can't find him nowhere. Steadily your workflow, everything you know. So you're not stop, no time, no time for your dear.
Now she got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep all the gold. When he looks in her eyes, she says, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love, nobody matters like you. So rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry. Somebody's got you, rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. I'm gonna rock you, rock-a-bye, baby, don't you cry.
Bang, 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 all right then.
She got a 6-year-old, trying to keep him warm, trying to keep out the cold. When he looks in her eyes, he don't know he is safe. When she says, she tells him, ooh, love, no one's ever gonna hurt you, love. I'm gonna give you all of my love, nobody matters like you.
Stay up there.
She
stay
tells
up
him
there.
Your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life.
Jay.
You're gonna grow and have a good life. I'm gonna do what I got.
Here's my secret, and I know. with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Get to the club in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letter. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drummed my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Feel like I've been on a fly.
Okay, it is 9:23, and DJ Rizzle, can you have a little game for us?
I have a little game. We were trying to think of something fun to do on the air.
Yeah, we like to
talk about.
Yeah.
So I googled random questions to ask someone.
Oh, okay.
It's a fun game.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pick and choose because some of them are strange, but some of them I like. For example.
Okay. Thank you for that analysis. I appreciate it.
I do go to a liberal arts university.
Okay, so they've taught you well.
They've taught me well. Is there an app that you hate but you use anyway?
Not so much. I mean, yes, there are apps that I hate and I still use.
Also, we're going to keep this rapid fire.
So much anymore. I deleted Snapchat, so
okay,
no.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Could you survive in the wilderness for a month?
No, easily I'd be dead. Easily. 8 days, max.
What piece of technology brings you the most joy?
Piece of technology?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. The radio?
Okay, the radio
station, yeah.
At WMFO,
yeah.
Please donate.
Yeah, please. Seriously, do donate. Okay,
please. What do your clothes say about you?
My clothes say about me? Well, according to the sweatshirt I'm wearing right now, it says that I work at the Department of Corrections in the state of Virginia.
I was wondering about that.
I have a patch on my left arm that says Department of... I think it says Virginia Department of Corrections.
It does say that.
Yeah, that's just a little fun little addition. So maybe it says, you know, I'm fun, you know, I like to put on patches.
All right. What is your going to bed routine?
My going to bed routine? Well, first I make a circle, right? And then I lie down in my dog bed. No. I brush my teeth, right? And then I distract myself for like an hour and a half by talking to people, and then I go to bed, and I just get into bed, and then I plug in my headphones, my sleep phones, and then I turn on my audiobook. Then I go to my alarm, because I want to get as much audiobook time as I can, so I do it while I, you know, like,
turn
on my alarm.
Do you sleep time or your audiobook?
Yeah, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Because I, you know, I don't want any stress about it. I don't want to be worried, you know, so just 30 minutes. Now, DJ who's looking over here is a bold man, and I hear that you will sometimes put your sleep timer for 8 minutes.
Oh, I'll be out.
The lowest setting.
I'll be out before the sleep timer ends.
That is just amazing. I like to put it, I like to have it for a long time, because like, I'm not going to be awake in the next 30 minutes, but I don't like worrying about it, you know?
Oh, I will not be awake.
I'll stay awake worrying. Like, if I get to that 30 minutes, then I freak out a little bit.
I think my biggest skill as a human being is my ability to fall.
The entirety of your humanness is falling asleep fast?
It really might be.
Wow.
Also, we're gonna switch it up. Sam, you're gonna ask me some questions.
All right, here we go. Let's see what we got here. What should the first colony on another planet be called?
I have no idea.
Do you going to work for NASA? You should.
Who said I'm going to work for NASA?
Well, with the skills that you're about to acquire by coming up with this colony name.
Oh, you're so right. Earth 2.0?
Boring.
Failure.
Minus two.
That was bad.
This is a test. Okay. If you put out a magazine, what would you name it and what would be on it?
I would.
Oh, I hate that I know the answer to this question.
I would name for me or for you.
Well, I had to make a magazine cover in the 11th grade, so I know what would be on it.
See, I would call it "This Magazine Is Useless."
Uh huh.
And it would be 100 pages of useless information.
It's kind of like that's artistic. That could go in the Museum of Art.
Well, because that is my knowledge base.
Of magazines?
Yes. Like, I know so many random things.
Oh, really?
Like, you know the scene in Die... most of it is movie trivia. Mm-hmm. You know the scene in Die Hard?
Yeah.
Where, spoiler alert, where Hans Gruber falls off the building.
Yeah.
They actually dropped him, and they dropped him onto, like, a, you know, a soft pad. And they said, all right, Alan Rickman, we're going to drop you on three. One, two, drop.
So his face was real.
Was, oh no, I just got dropped off the side of the building.
And exactly, that's a smart move right there.
So, useless information.
Okay, so what I would do is, in the 11th grade, I had to make a magazine, okay? Just a cover. And I called my magazine Bar Mitzvah Today. And the cover was me from my Bar Mitzvah, like wrapped in the talus, I believe it's called. And so that's, I guess, what my magazine would be. It had lots of interesting stuff, like how to plan your bar mitzvah, how to have a successful party. Lots of good advice, you know what I mean?
Any advice on the actual service?
Oh, no.
Very little
advice in the service area. I would say big advice, put it on yourself so that there's no regulations about how many prayers you have to do, because that's what I did. All right. This is good because you know movies. What in a trailer automatically makes you assume a movie will be horrible?
When they give away a big plot point.
Wow, okay.
When they give away a big plot point. So, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, when the funniest jokes are in the trailer.
Well, but how do you know? What I'm saying is, can you tell from a, like, there are a lot of times when you watch the movie and be like, that was a terrible movie, but the trailer looked good because they put all the good stuff in the trailer. But what about...
Well, there are a couple of things. Like, you can go off reputation.
Uh-huh.
So, I saw the trailer for the new Bumblebee movie.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting it. I'm getting ticks way ahead of that.
Are you going to go see it?
The Bumblebee movie? I've never even heard of it.
Bumblebee.
Is it animated?
No, it's Transformers.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to see it.
And it has John Cena in it, who I love, but it's a Transformers movie directed by Michael Bay, and it's the classic, and it's about like what kind of cliches they put in the trailer. The only exception that I can think of is Deadpool, because it openly mocks all of those cliches.
We're just going to get that. We have a little music queued up for after this. This game is really fun. All right. I can do two more for you, Thomas.
Two more.
All right. What is the most fun thing someone could have in their backyard?
Oh, that's tough. I really don't think you can beat a pool in a lot of ways.
Okay.
Now, if we're talking unrealistically.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous. I don't know, an ATV track. Okay, my uncle has a farm, a farm behind his house, and it was a lot of his crops had died because he, and it's not his primary source of income, so he was fine. But he said, hey, I'm going to take my big tractor and I'm going to make an ATV circuit through my 8-acre hayfield.
That is ridiculous.
It was the best. I think that's
the best thing.
The single best thing.
I am going to go with a moon bounce. When was the last time you were on a moon bounce?
Senior year of high school.
I know. And I it's been too long. Maybe, you want to get a moon bounce today? You want to go find a moon bounce?
I would.
You want to go moon bounce hunting? We should make, it's like a geocaching, but you go around and you find moon bounces and you just jump on them. You go around the local community.
And then you get
there'll be an app.
You get off and then you're a jerk about it and you're like, you know, the moon bounce quality was substandard.
You'll be like, this is the third worst today, so if you want me to come back to your establishment, then you should probably fix it. You'll be like, this is my...
We'll have a show on the History Channel.
This is my cousin's first grade party. Like, you're not even supposed to be here.
Yeah, you don't know any of us.
Get out. You know what I mean? Like, you're trespassing. I don't even know why you're here. I don't know why you're reviewing my moon bounces. Talk to Jerry who set it up. All right. Here we go. One more, and then we'll be ready for that. About sums it up. If you had to replace your hands with objects already in your house, what would you replace them with?
Oh no! Oh, that's terribly difficult.
Okay.
I am a musician. I desperately need my hands.
So what about the piano itself?
No. Well, then what do? Bang the piano on the ground and occasionally you get some sound from the shattering wood?
But if your hands are the piano, then your thoughts can control it. You know what I mean?
Wait.
Like, you can go like this. You know, I'm wiggling my fingers right now. When you tell your fingers to wiggle, they wiggle. So imagine if the piano was your hand, when you tell it to play, it'll play.
But that's less fun.
I know.
I wouldn't want to just play everything perfectly.
What if it took skill? Like, what if you had to know how to do it?
Okay.
So, for example, if I had piano hands, I could play, like... Dun 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 dun, and that's it. Wow, that'd be terrible.
That'd be awful.
Okay, what if you had piano hands, but you couldn't talk, so you had to express yourself entirely based on the piano?
I wouldn't want that.
No?
Mostly because every time I talk about classical music to someone and I get really into it, I talk about, you can tell by the way that, you know, he anticipates this phrase that it's like the, you know, immense pain, and whoever I'm talking to is like,
okay.
I get it. You like
it's
classical
music.
It's a
piano. Yeah. Well, it is now time for That About Sums It Up. And DJ Rizzleking, would you be ready to sum it right about up?
I am ready.
I'm happy for you.
I have a positive, and then
hey, that's good.
I have a positive, and then I'll get a negative.
Okay.
I woke up very early on Wednesday morning to finish a paper. I had maybe 6 to 7 hours of work to do on that paper over the course of Wednesday.
Okay. Big plans.
Big plans. And I had a lot to do on Wednesday, so I was going to be up late. And I woke up at 7:30 on Wednesday morning. I'm gonna use my NPR voice.
Oh, okay, wait, I need to get an NPR too. Okay. Thank you, Thomas, for coming here today. I really appreciate the fact that you share your story with us here. And so I was just wondering, you know, I know you have a lot of experience with, you know, papers and all that kind of thing. And so we bring you here today, Thomas. Could you tell us a little more about this paper?
Well, I woke up with a, with an email from my professor. And, yes, you know, I was... I was all set to get to work on this paper, and then suddenly I had you gotta stay with me, Sam.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm very here. Thank you, Thomas.
And I, I woke up and there was an announcement in my email, and it said that the deadline had been extended by 1 week.
Oh my gosh!
And I promptly rolled over, went back to sleep, and woke up wonderfully well rested and didn't work on it at all yesterday.
Wow, Thomas, I just want to say that that's a really powerful story. And to our listeners out there, if you have any questions about what Thomas was going through yesterday or anything like that, just call 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
This is an exercise in vocal technique.
I know, yeah.
It actually takes a lot of effort.
Oh, this is quite a good time. Well, I'll tell you what Right About sums up my week, which is, I'd say yesterday Right About sums up my week. Yesterday I woke up and I was in a terrible mood. I had to wake up early and I was very sad. Sad voice. And then I went to math class and I banged my knee so hard.
There's the transition back.
On my desk. And I was like, oh my gosh, how hard could I bang my knee on this desk? I just did it. And I was in lots of pain and I was talking like this because it hurt. And then... my day turned out to be okay. And I actually had not just an okay day.
A good day.
I had a pretty good day. Like, I had a really fun day. And that about sums it up, you know? A lot of times things are not looking good, but then, you know, turn them around.
That was an absurd sound effect. You realize that, right?
That's what I'm here for. Thomas just talks, and I'm just going to be here like... That's my job. I'm just going to do sound effects from now on.
Toying with the idea. Here's the thing. WMFO very graciously lets us use this radio station. Mm-hmm. But they don't have...
They don't quality... We wouldn't be here if they were quality controlling.
Well, no. But also, we want... You know, one of those boards with the buttons that has all the sound effects. And we're just not going to get that.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe we should invest in an air horn app. Like the app where you're...
I'm pretty sure we have both had that app on our phones multiple times.
Okay, so here's the thing. I feel like we would grossly misuse it.
Horribly.
I know.
We would use it right now.
You'd be like, my paper got extended. All right, so now we're going to change it up. We're going to play a song that I don't think a lot of people play on the radio. And I don't think a lot of people play a lot anymore. I don't think it gets enough airtime. And it's going to be stuck in your head for the next 8 weeks. This is Who Let the Dogs Out.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey,
and everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha.
Until the fellas started him calling.
E-B-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. Ha, I have a poor one shout ha. Out.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
I see the dance people had a ball, cause Billy Fountains get out. Get back, Gruffy, Bash Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah.
To Eddie Cass calling them canine.
Hey,
yeah. But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
E-B-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
There's nothing if we don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if we don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it. Hold it.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Gruffy, Bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the blizzard, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, with it to me, the two.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heart beat again, heart beat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in.
Alrighty, it is now time for, because it's the end of the year, we were going to save this, but then we realized there are no more shows left today.
We're, I'm just going to little classical music underneath us. I have some crazy classical music coming up, so
I'm going to enjoy this, I can tell.
I'm not sure it's going to match the tone, but let's try it.
So, we are both avid Spotify users.
We both use the app.
As our only means of listening to music other than YouTube. Mm-hmm. And there's this wonderful feature called Spotify Wrapped where it gives you a summary of your year. So we're going to go through that. And we'll go through at the same category at a time. So my first song of the year was Come Fly With Me. Frank Sinatra. Fantastic song.
That's good. When is the question?
Like the first thing you played in 2018.
Oh, really? The first thing I listened to was Bust a Move by Young MC.
No!
That's a way to start off 2018.
And the first artist I discovered was Chorus from Mulan.
Oh, there you go. All right, so now if we move on, this is our amount of time, but I just want to take...
This
is a big one, so we have to get ready.
Why?
How much time did you spend?
Sam told me he was going to play this piece, and I was like, you know that's a big, epic, bombastic piece.
Yes. But timed nicely. We're talking about minutes.
All right.
Number of minutes.
I listened to 36,290 minutes of music.
Oh my gosh.
Last year I listened to 44,000.
Wow. 44,000 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Working.
Okay, always when you work?
I usually have music on when I work.
Okay, so that's good. I have listened to 23,326 minutes, which is, according to Spotify, 49% more minutes than last year. That's overachieving.
Do you get that data?
It's my only fact. It's the only fact it gives me. But I will say I don't listen that often. I don't listen when I work. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Now here's the real fun part is that DJ Rizzle King and I have the same favorite original artist, but I feel like Thomas likes them way more, according to the statistics. We have the original Broadway cast of Hamilton as our favorite artist.
Of course, naturally.
Yes.
Sam, how many hours have you listened to the original Broadway cast of Hamilton?
I have spent 14 hours with my favorite artist, original Broadway cast of Hamilton, and the pleasure was all theirs.
I spent 36.
Oh my gosh. You know what?
Because it's I'll listen to
I
it.
I should
on,
just give you the show. I should just leave.
Yes. I listen to it on almost every long drive. Okay, Sam, I can't with the Carmina Burana anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Would you like to listen to the next one called Dies Irae? Which is,
that's
I think, equally,
more,
it's
no,
equally as bombastic.
Not even, is it equally, okay, let's play it and just listen for a second.
You think it's okay, here we go.
I've sung this in a choir.
What's your favorite song?
All right.
Okay.
I keep a gesture.
Yeah, and you were like, Sam, you want to take the board today? And I was like, are you sure?
The
are
show
sure?
is devolving so fast.
Are you sure you want me to take the board?
All right. My favorite artists were original Broadway cast of Hamilton, The Amalgamates, which is my acapella
group. Awesome.
Sam Smith, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Pentatonix. My top songs, weirdly, were a song that I don't even know who it's by. It's called Once in a Lifetime.
Oh, wow. That's odd.
We Find Love by Daniel Caesar. How Am I Supposed to Live Without You?
Dude, this is so epic right now. I can't even believe these songs sound amazing.
Oh, jeez. My favorite genres were pop, rock, hip-hop, country, and classical.
Oh, wow. I'm going to head over. I'm going to skip a couple. And I'm going to go to my favorite subgenre.
Ooh, good.
Which is pop rap, which is a musical subgenre that 7,430,730 other people love this type of music. I feel part of the pop rap community.
My favorite musical subgenre is post-teen pop.
What?
I mean, it's like
Are you even going through some things?
No, so like Ariana Grande.
Oh, Ariana Grande. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are only 1,382,183 listeners who love this type of music as much
so
as
So you're
you do.
Niche.
I'm niche.
You're niche. All right. Now, oldest song. I think this one's pretty good. I'm at 1956 with a little bit of luck.
I'm also at 1956.
Really?
With They Can't Take That Away From Me.
What song? What is that from?
Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, mine is from, what is this? Oh, shoot. Now I can't, Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews.
What movie? Mary?
No. Ah, it's okay. I'll remember it in a second.
All right.
My Fair Lady. My Fair Lady.
My Fair Lady.
All right. Now, it is, we're a little bit late, so we're just gonna start with a little bit of Sweatpants, Real Pants, and then maybe we'll get back into the discussion of Spotify Wrapped. Thomas, what are you wearing today?
I am. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Oh, can you get a drum roll?
Oh, I thought you were about to do a sound effect on your phone. I am the proud bearer of Real Pants.
Woo! Very good. I'm happy for you, Thomas. I know you didn't want me to do that, but I had the sound effects open and I was ready. Evil laugh.
I need to confiscate his phone.
Yes, you probably should. I also am the proud wearer of Real Pants today. However, I should say it again. I am the proud wearer of Real Pants. Thank you. I know, it's okay. But
and just like that, we lost all of our zero listeners.
I was actually going to play the police sound effect because have you ever been in the car when like a police siren goes off?
I hate it.
It's terrifying.
In the song,
it's terrifying.
Don't do that.
No. But Thomas, I'll give you credit today. You look nicer because you have a nice sweater.
I have a nice
sweater. You have that kind of sweater that like zips at a weird angle. You know what I'm talking about?
It zips and has... It is actually my Facebook profile picture.
Oh, wow.
And my caption is a sweater with zipper... A zipper and buttons?
Do you even use the buttons?
I do. The buttons are button.
Oh, okay.
Two of the four buttons are button.
Do you ever zip it all the way up? What about all the way down? You ever go all the way down?
I don't. I always go two buttons.
Two buttons and like a quarter zip? Like I don't. It's kind of interesting.
It's an interesting look.
It's an interesting sweater. I like it. It's it kind of looks like you have a doorbell that I could if I had to like let you know that I needed you, I could doorbell you right in the chest and you'd know.
Please don't ever do that.
Don't doorbell
I
you?
I have a phone.
Oh, okay. You want me to walk up to you and just two fingers right in your chest? All right.
Let's get back to some music.
Let's get back to music. We're going to listen to a little bit of O Tannenbaum,
yes.
Which is highly recommended by DJ Rizzle King.
I'm getting my obligatory holiday music in.
And then we'll have a little PSA after this, so... Thank you guys for listening. We're going to go back to our NPR voices. Yes. So this is O Tannenbaum. It's a Christmas special song that we're happy to provide to our listeners today. So thank you. this holiday evening show here we have going on.
At 9:45 on a Tuesday?
It's 9:52.
9:52, well.
Thank you, DJ Rizzle King, for lying to our listeners. Well,
this is actually pertinent to the, yes. to the PSA. Sorry, yes.
we're
going to
use our NPR voices NPR because voices. We're very sophisticated now. We do this kind of thing. So DJ Rizzo King and
wow,
I like to play.
A great start.
Yeah, I know. We like to play a game sometimes where we'll say who can read out loud better. And so
this week it's my turn.
This week it's Thomas's turn. He's going to read a PSA, but we're going to do it in our NPR voices because of this very nice music in the background.
All right.
Okay, go.
Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.hrq.gov. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for your story, Thomas. I really appreciate you sharing that PSA with us.
Not gonna lie, I got halfway through that. I am planning on going to medical school, and mm-hmm. I got halfway through that, and I was, it's like, right. If you mess up, that's bad. If you mess
you're
up,
like,
that's
oh yeah, I can't do that. I can't do that mistake thing anymore, huh?
I divided two by two once on a test and got
mm-hmm.
two.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that anymore.
Well, hey, you could.
I could. It'd just be yes. bad.
Yes. Now, DJ Rizzo-King, I would like to say I'm very impressed with the way that you read those out loud. And
messed up a couple of times.
Yes. Now, also, we are obliged to say, but also not really obliged as we would just like to tell everyone, we have a donations drive going on. We're trying to reach a goal of, I believe, $5,000. And we would really appreciate it if you donated because, well, really, we're dependent on it right now, so...
It keeps the station running, it keeps us having a good time, and yeah. it keeps you...
It keeps my favorite piece of technology going.
The radio.
Exactly. Now, we're gonna pick it up a little bit, right? With a little bit of Blondie.
Ooh.
Yeah, when was the last time you heard this song with the Spotify album art of Mean Girls? I don't know why it's like that.
One way or another, I'm gonna see ya.
All right, that, what song was that?
What? Oh, that was One Way or Another by Blondie.
All right, well, it is getting to be that time.
I know, this is so sad. I'm actually really upset. Sad.
This has been a great semester. Thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm. We will be back. Check us out on Facebook. Yep. Send us an email, mm-hmm. both at anythingandeverythingwmfo, that's at gmail.com.
Please send us an email. I don't think we've ever gotten an email.
I don't think I remember what our email password is, but we'll figure it out.
That's what we're doing over winter break.
Just for you listeners.
Yes. And now we're going to go out with a huge bang, like we always like to, and I'm really going to crank it up there if you don't mind. So maybe prepare your volumes. Here we go. Ready? Oh, that was, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Anything and Everything. I am DJ Slips.
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And we would like to thank you very much. Goodbye.